right, good to have you back. We've got a lot to talk about today. There's no question. We're going to shift gears a little bit away from the pandemic for a moment. The reason being is, believe it or not, there are other topics of importance, like Putin putting 175,000 Russian troops in proximity to the Ukraine border. What does it mean? Well, it could mean a lot. Jason Kilmeyer is a foreign policy national security expert specializing in emerging technology applications. He's a contributing editor at 1945.com and the former chief of staff of global defense and security for Deloitte Consulting. You've heard of them, of course. And he seems to think that Vladimir Putin is pulling a North Korea stunt. Jason, good to have you back. Good to see you.
Steve, good to be with you again.
A lot going on over there, but we have so much going on here, and that always makes me wonder. All this pandemic noise seems to make us forget there are other things like the southern border or what's going on with Russia and Ukraine and NATO and all the things going on there. Give us an update, would you please?
Absolutely. And Steve, I appreciate the way that you framed that, because Putin went into Kazakhstan a week ago and they're already on the way out. An intervention that killed 150 plus protesting citizens, the detainment of 10,000, the injury of several thousand more. Putin moved before the West could blink an eye and figure out what was going on. And so now here we are flat-footed. And why are we meeting with Vladimir Putin in Russia? Is it because the U.S. had any pressing security concerns or NATO? No. It is because Putin engaged in belligerent activity and is able to bring us to the table, apparently to discuss the entire security architecture of Europe, according to the deputy foreign minister just yesterday.
Or maybe it's because the White House has an occupant that's an absolute weakling on the world stage. I mean, that's what occurs to me. You look at Joe Biden, and you look at his feeble appearances on the world stage, his feeble appearances here in the United States. The guy is not projecting strength on any level, on any topic, and so maybe Russia just smells opportunity.
Yeah, and what we're seeing is Biden's bluff is getting called. The first-year fantasies of this administration are falling by the wayside. And what really makes me nervous, Steve, is if we were hearing from this administration, for example, hey, this is what managed U.S. retrenchment looks like as the people have lost their appetite for intervention, that's reasonable. But that's not what's happening here. What we're seeing is a scenario in which the administration is reactive, it's flat-footed. Autocracies around the world are now driving the pace and the tone of international engagement. And what really makes me nervous is that without a sea change in the behavior of our administration, things could really spiral out of control.
Yeah, and that's the concern. I think spiral out of control, what happens. Now, I've had a number of people on this program saying that Putin's never going to invade Ukraine. I don't know that. I almost wonder if he's already made the decision to go ahead. And he's just waiting for the right opportunity. I mean, let's be honest. The Chinese are eyeing Taiwan. The Russians are eyeing Ukraine. North Korea, who knows what they're eyeing, but they're always up to something, the same as the Iranians. I just think that this air of weakness around the White House creates an air of opportunity for despots all over the globe. Or am I mistaken?
No. So there's been a collapse in the traditional deterrence, the strategic deterrence that the United States projected. And so what autocracies are learning is that there is a wide range of things that are now possible that maybe weren't possible even a decade ago. Whether or not Putin invades, right? What did he do 7 or 8 years ago in Ukraine? He shattered the sovereignty of Ukraine and peeled off these provinces. The Crimean Peninsula is, I think, 2.25 million people. The quote-unquote breakaway provinces in Georgia, that's another couple hundred thousand people. So whether or not it's a full-scale invasion, Putin is slowly changing the borders of Europe. And so China can learn from that model. By any historical standard, that couple million people for whom who are now part of quote-unquote breakaway provinces, that's not a slow historical pace.
No, it's not. What should Americans know? What should we – I mean, what should we be willing to do? I mean, I don't think Americans – by and large, would be willing to engage in a shooting war over Ukraine. I don't believe it at all. Maybe Taiwan, but I'm not convinced of that either. I'm not sure at this point the American public, which is fatigued with war, would support such a thing. Of course, having said that, Americans didn't support our entry into World War II in large part either until we were attacked, and then everything changed. But we're a different America today than we were then. What would it take to get Americans on board and support such a move?
Well, Stephen, let me answer it this way. What Americans need to understand is the current path is the most likely path towards conflict. If we do not alter our strategic approach, we are going to stumble into greater conflict. So the American people right now do not have an appetite for major, large-scale conflict. Totally understand that. However, if the Black Sea, for example, if we claim that there's freedom of navigation in the Black Sea, then we should go freely navigate it. If we have a security treaty with the countries of Western Europe, and the purpose of that treaty was that any free nation could join, if we're going to stick to that, we need to. If not, we need to come back home and have a real conversation about what our red lines are. It is the ambiguity that the Biden administration has created that is the most likely path to conflict.
Well, Jason, we're going to leave it there for today, and we're going to keep an eye on it and have you back to keep us up to date because, again, with everything else going on, we lose track of very important situations like this one. Jason Kilmeyer, foreign policy, national security expert.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, sir, for being here. All right, quick break. As we head toward the break, I want you to remember to support America. Put America first by putting PatriotFoods.com first. PatriotFoods.com is your first stop to supporting American farmers. The fruits and vegetables that come from Patriot Foods are grown only by American farmers. You can get steak, Amish meats and cheeses, great gift ideas. It's all there at PatriotFoods.com, and it's all from America. If you spend more than $100, it comes to your doorstep free of charge here in the United States. PatriotFoods.com, check it out, and I'll be right back. This is the Steve Gruber Show.